Welcome to The Marriage Fix, where Christian married couples allow God to repair their union. I'm James.
And I'm Katrina.
Coming to the tool shed. We come to you every week with podcasts on how to build a kingdom marriage. So tune in with your spouse and let them know that your union is about to be leveled up.
Here at The Marriage Fix, our goal is to shed some light on what really goes down in marriage.
That's right.
You'll hear our story, the good, the bad, and the light at the end of the tunnel. You'll hear how we overcame our struggles and how you and your spouse can thrive in marriage again. Yes, it is possible.
It is possible.
Right, babe? You're already encouraged because you're listening to our podcast.
That's right.
We want to inspire and empower healthy married couples out there to stay in their union. Remember the covenant you made with God, and we're rooting for you every step of the way.
That's right. And here's the deal. We are Christian followers. We believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, His living word, and the Holy Bible. Restoring marriages is our ministry, and you'll be hearing the word of God every single podcast. Every single podcast. You will hear the word of God here at The Marriage Fix.
That is right.
That is right. Yes, yes. So, yeah, so we're coming to you for episode 9.
You know, honey, I stand corrected. This is episode 8. Last week's was 7.
No.
You were right.
No.
I was wrong, honey. I'm sorry.
I think it was 9.
Really?
I think this one is 9.
Oh, okay.
I think so. I think we've been going so hard on these podcasts that we didn't forget how many we're doing. Like I said, we are just going,
yeah,
getting all of these topics out.
They're so much fun, though.
It is. Yeah, this is episode 9. Episode 8 was contention in marriage, which makes this one contentment in marriage.
Yes, contentment in marriage. Yeah. And you know what's interesting? Because for contention, last one, mm-hmm, you all don't hold us to this, but there might be a part 2 for that one. Mm-hmm. Maybe down the road, because I feel like I got a little more in me to say about that. I don't know.
Okay.
What do you think about that, honey?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
I'm game.
But this week it is contentment. So last week it was contention. This week is contentment.
Absolutely.
The opposite. Almost.
Yeah. And if this is your first time tuning in to the Marriage Fix podcast, we appreciate it. Go ahead and subscribe if you haven't already done so, because we have plenty of room here in the tool shed where we give you all the tools to fix your marriage and relationship.
That's right.
That's right. So, yeah, this is contentment. So normally, like I said, we always start off our podcast. Again, if you don't know, this is your first time listening to our podcast. We start every podcast with a opening prayer, because we believe that the power of God is what changes us. It is what gives us knowledge. It is what leads us in a direction we need to. And that's really how we get our understanding. And that's how we get our prayers answered. We want to be in tune with the word. So we start every podcast off with the word of God to open everything up, give him our blessings, our appreciation, our grace, and then the prayers that we need for the podcast that we're currently doing. So if you don't mind, bow your heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for using us in your kingdom. You know the purpose for which we have come, Lord. Your word says that for wherever two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst of them. Fill us with your anointing power so that those who have ears to hear can hear. Let your Holy Spirit take full control over us and let him speak, not us. You know the needs of everyone listening to this podcast, and allow us to find contentment in our lives, in our marriage. Thank you for girding us up with your grace, power, and strength, and let no weapon formed against us prosper. And we take victory in your mighty name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, honey.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what is contentment? Contentment is the state of being happy and satisfied.
Mm.
Can you relate to that, honey?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think it's interesting because a lot of people I feel in society, they separate contentment and happiness. Like if you ask someone, "Oh, are you happy?" They say, "You know, I'm not happy, but I'm content." And I'm like, it always kind of perplexes me because they almost say it as if like, well, I'm not exactly happy. I don't have everything I want, but I'm grateful. You know, I know that to be content, but ironically, the Bible doesn't call for us to be happy, but the Bible does call for us to be content.
That's good.
So I think it's better than
Absolutely.
happiness, really.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's more like a peaceful ease. Being satisfied with what you have, whatever that is. You know. That's good.
Absolutely.
So how do you think that relates to marriage?
Oh, I think it's imperative. I think it's imperative. I believe in marriage that contentment needs to come as a foundation. It needs to come before happiness. It needs to come before joy. It needs to come before everything. Gratitude and contentment needs to be like that's your base. And it's from there that you can experience happiness and then joy and all and euphoria and everything else. You know, because if you're not content, you know, to me, contentment and gratitude are linked. You know, when you're content, you recognize what you have. You don't focus on what you don't have, but you recognize and are grateful for what you do have. And I think that's the cornerstone. Once you're there, well, then you're in a position to be grateful for more that can lead to happiness and then ultimately joy.
Absolutely. And those who don't understand that, they tend to get that externally.
Ooh, like how?
Just through things. Through habits, through vices. Because they expect those things to bring them happiness. We can't confuse pleasure with happiness. When we confuse pleasure with happiness, we're opening ourselves up to seduction from the enemy.
Ooh, that's great, honey. That's very interesting.
Yeah,
When
pleasure
we,
and happiness is two different things, like you were saying.
right, when we open ourselves up to pleasure and
Pleasure.
happiness, we're opening ourselves up to seduction from the enemy. Wow, that makes sense. Because happiness is, I believe, like happiness is secular, like it's worldly. But contentment and joy and peace is of God.
Yeah, because pleasure is usually tied in with sin because you do things for pleasure.
And you
You
know,
know.
and people are like, "Well, I wasn't happy." And it's like, okay, well, you know, happiness comes and goes.
Right, it's the emotion.
It's an emotion, but contentment is not an emotion. It's a state of being, I would imagine, just
Absolutely.
as joy is or gratitude. So I would say it, you know, the world tries to take it as contentment is beneath happiness, but I would say they're quite the opposite. I say contentment is way above happiness.
Yeah,
You want to strive for that
it's a state
contentment.
of being happy, but it's not happy, it's within itself.
Yeah, I agree, honey.
Absolutely. Because when you're content, you have everything that you need. You have everything that you need. And many of us struggle with being content in our daily lives and marriage. When we live in a culture that celebrates greed and laughs at contentment, then that's what makes it challenging when you're locked in on that. Because the Bible calls us to be content with what the Lord provides.
That's right.
So, oh yeah, we have not
That's good.
given, I'm sorry, we have not given you guys the scripture from the podcast.
Think I know which one it is. It's one of my favorite ones.
Which one is it,
Is
honey?
it the Philippians one?
Yep, sure
Oh, I love
is.
it. One of my favorites.
Philippians 4:11 through 3. This
Three
is
through 11?
11 through 13.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And again, this is what Paul wrote. Now that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Wherever, everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both mm-hmm. to abound and to suffer need. Mm-hmm. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that was actually the New King James Version. Let's look at the NIV. I'm not saying that this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me.
Amen. I love that. I absolutely love it.
Right.
So people can pick and choose which one they want to actually comprehend.
Yeah. And it just gives a clear understanding of what he's actually saying. Mm-hmm. You know, he went through a lot of trials and right. he was explaining contentment mm-hmm. and finding and knowing contentment through, you know, through good and bad, that it's not the state of the situation of having a lot or having less. It's being content. It's being content. Mm-hmm. And your contentment coming from the Lord. That makes sense.
It does.
You know, finding contentment in Christ gives strength to endure the external things and go through whatever you're going through. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what he was saying in scripture.
Okay. Wow. It's powerful. It's simple, but powerful. Contentment.
Absolutely.
You know, and if we look at the opposite of contentment, you guys, I mean, I can think of a few things that's the opposite of contentment, but the one that really comes through right now is covetousness. When it was in the Ten Commandments, you know, one of the Ten Commandments is do not covet thy neighbor. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, you know, that can be sometimes, and for some people, and not everyone struggles with this, but for some people that can be hard to do, especially with social media. Every time you turn on Instagram or any of the platforms, it's just things are in your face of, you know, kind of, you know, all the stuff that people have and how lavishly people are living their lives, and God bless them. You know, it's just, right. you know, sometimes it can be a reminder of what you're still maybe striving for, working for, waiting for, or just what you just don't have. You know, you see relationships and just all kinds of stuff. People see babies and children where people are wanting a baby, you know, where people are single, and it can be just this in your face reminder of what you don't have that you may very, very much are praying for and wanting. Mm-hmm. So one may say, well, how do I not covet my neighbor? How do I not covet other people? Through having contentment.
Absolutely.
Through having contentment, through being content. And so how do we be content with what we have? Well, by simply looking at what you have rather than what you don't have. And I think social media, because it's a huge commercial,
right.
Social media is just a big ad. It's a commercial with many other millions of commercials in it. The primary source of social media is to get you to buy. And if mm-hmm. you're not doing business, you know, hey, I can't tell people what to do, but you know, if it's not really a part of your business scheme, it's, you have to really ask yourself how useful it is for you. But you know, the primary source of social media is to get you to buy. So I lost my point, babe. My point. I was trying to say two different things at once. It'll come back to me though.
Yeah, you basically, you know, I got it. I understand what you was trying to say.
Hope y'all do sip. It's late here, y'all.
But you know, the whole thing is social media does make it hard to be content. Mm-hmm. You're always chasing something better, always striving for something better.
Right.
The goal is always striving to do more and have more.
Right.
Not to, like you were saying before, where you is to be content with what you have, looking mm-hmm. at the things that you do have that God has blessed you with. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it was a time mm-hmm. that me and you were talking, right. I think it was maybe last year or something like that. And I was explaining like, hey, you know, God wants to do great things in your life, but he wants you to take care of the things you've been given.
That's powerful.
Right? How can you expect God to give you more if you're not stewarding what he's already given
exactly.
you?
Exactly.
And that comes from being content. Mm-hmm. You know, contentment is gratitude. It allows you to see things for what you have, mm-hmm. and steward what you have. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, someone may not have the best, you know, muscles or physical appearance that they want. Right. Mm-hmm. It may be you looking at social media, you know, that you're looking at what other people have. You're looking at how they have all this hair and all this stuff. Right.
And everybody's fit and
right.
And, you know? And rich and have babies. And
but how you stewarding. Right. But how you stewarding what you've been given.
Exactly.
You know,
are you breathing? You have your eyesight, you have your limbs, you have health. And those are things to be content in. And hey, you know, God also blessed us with brains and reasoning and blessed us to be able to read and research and study. And, mm-hmm. you know, we have the technology of like YouTube or Google and researching things. Hey, if there's something you want to change, God gave us the will within a scope, of course, within range. He gave us the scope, gave us creative power. So maybe there's something, sorry about that. Maybe there's something you could learn. Maybe there's, you know, when it comes to eating more protein or working out or doing certain workouts in certain areas of your body in a certain way that will bring you the results that you want, you know. But in the meantime, being happy for the health that you have, because if you Right. didn't have the health you had, then you wouldn't even be able to improve and get more muscular, you know? So it's all about contentment. Like, that's what I was going to say, honey. And thank you so much for your, what you were saying brought it back to me.
I started listening. I heard you.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, social media is designed, I believe in a lot of ways, it's designed for us to get us thinking about what we don't have. You mm-hmm. know, it is designed to get us that very thing, because again, it's designed to get you to buy, you know, to be influenced by someone to buy what they're selling. Mm-hmm. So it's a big business. It's a big commercial. So, you know, I invite you to kind of do the opposite of that and pray to the Lord and ask the Lord to what are some ways that the Holy Spirit can give you contentment. You know, do you need to take a break from social media? Do you need to maybe, you know, deactivate, maybe close some pages, maybe delete the apps for a little bit, do a social media fast, you know, mm-hmm. and kind of just, and you know, I know a lot of people talk about doing that, but you guys, that's actually great to do every once in a while. And as soon as you do mm-hmm. that, if you feel the need to,
good.
Even if it's just for a week, you'll notice a great difference.
That's good.
In your brain power. You'll notice you concentrate more. You don't get as distracted, and you are going to kind of close in on what you do have and be really grateful for that. A lot of depression, a lot of people's, you know, a lot of mental health issues comes from being on social media all the time because of the comparison. And, you know, mm-hmm. that's kind of, I'm digressing a little bit, but just, you know, if you need to cut that out a little bit in order to bring that peace and contentment into your life, don't be afraid to do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And once you start to tie that into marriage, that's usually where a lot of challenges with marriage come from, you know, especially with, like, I mean, it was a time when I was telling you that I completely got off of social media pretty much. I've never really right. been big into it anyway, but I right. remember when we got a TikTok, you know, to uh-huh. do, you know, our podcast stuff or whatever,
yeah.
I would get on there and I would see oh no, I got to get off of here, you know? And so,
and it's like, babe, really, you're not even on outside of like our kingdom projects. Mm-hmm. You're not even on social media, really, mm-hmm. you know?
No, I've never really had an appetite for it like that.
Yeah.
But again, those are, see, we have to guard the walls of our fortress. Guys, men, we are the leaders. We are the protectors. We have to guard mm-hmm. our fortress.
Right. That's
this
real.
Castle that we live in. You're my queen. I'm your king.
That's
we
right,
have a
baby.
Castle. My job is to guard the castle.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
So that's what we have to do. We have to guard the castle to our homes. And as long as we leave it open, just leave the where anybody just come over the walls.
It's like the gates to your kingdom.
Yeah, we really can't do that. Yeah. So we have to take the lead on doing that, to where we cast down thoughts, imaginations, and things like that, because so much stuff coming at us, even as men, mm-hmm. To allow us not to be content with mm-hmm. what we have at home.
Ooh, that's powerful, you guys. And honey, I love the way you said that, because like, you wouldn't go to bed with your front door, the front door to your home wide open, your mm-hmm. screen doors and windows open, would you? Mm-hmm. So we shouldn't do that with our spiritual house,
that's
our temple,
absolutely.
our mind gates, our ear gates, our eye gates. And I think that's great, honey, because yeah, you know what? That could probably be a topic in itself. Just the whole like possible temptations. Not to say that just because it pops up, there is temptation, because that's not the case all the time, but you can definitely, the door can be open to doing that.
Yeah.
And so yeah. And
open doors.
And the thing about it is that in particular, TikTok is especially not regulated. I think most of the other platforms, even though they can be random sometimes, TikTok is horrible with that. There's just no, they have a restricted mode, but it doesn't work.
Right.
They kind of just throw anything at you, and YouTube can do it too. I mean, really, all of the platforms can do it, but I think TikTok does it the most, to where it's just not really appropriate for children to be watching. And just if you're trying to live a guarded lifestyle, you know, not so much guarded, but just you're living right. You know, you're not living a fleshly lifestyle. You're not giving into your whims. You're not trying to see a whole bunch of crazy crime stuff. You're not trying to look at a bunch of crazy political stuff. You're not trying to be, you know, be tempted by the opposite sex or anything like that, because you're in a marriage, mm-hmm. you know, like, or maybe you're single and you're trying to, you know, you're living in abstinence, waiting for your spouse. You're not trying to get those kind of temptations. It goes both ways.
Exactly.
So it's just, remember, like, I mean, social media is not really out for your benefit in that way. The whole point is to get you to buy. So if you're kind of just taking the bait, you're opening up all kinds of doors, I think.
I mean, but the thing is, you know, we're not called to live in the world.
Exactly.
So that's where things kind of go awry, is trying to live in the world.
Right.
And that makes it that much challenging when you're trying to have contentment and be content with where you're at, because the world doesn't want you to be content. Like
right.
I said before, they laugh. The world laughs at the idea of contentment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and we really have to kind of think about that and put that in our forefront. Mm-hmm. And again, us as men, we have to put that in our minds, that we are guarding our castle, our fortress, and we are to be content. You know, not incontent in the fact that we're not striving for more so far as being a provider and things like that, but content with what God has given us, mm-hmm. and what he's doing in our lives, and content in him.
That's right.
That he's providing for us.
That's
you
right.
know. But yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And I mean, and it goes, this is really good. And again, this, I'm always getting ideas and think about other topics when we're on the topic at hand, mm-hmm. but this is good, honey, because that's so great. Like, just not letting those things get to you. You mentioned a very good point with being the king of your castle, you all, and men of God being the kings of your castles with your wives and your children and your families. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is this, to keep in mind when it comes to contentment: the flesh is never satisfied. Sin is never satisfied. Temptation is never satisfied. Temptation is always hungry.
Pleasure.
So yeah, let's say, for an example, if you do have, with what you were talking about, honey, if you do have a person who's tempted on social media in any sort of way, form, or fashion, you know, then that temptation is always going to be there. You know, and if you feed the appetite of the flesh in any way, whether it's eating, you know, some chocolate cake at midnight, or getting that drink when you said you were going to stop, you know, like if maybe you struggled with alcoholism or something, or mm-hmm. drinking too much, and you said you're going to stop, and then you go backwards, or with anything, with temptation of the opposite sex, if you struggle with any of that, that is not going to be satisfied. Mm-hmm. If you fall back into that temptation, it's going to want more, and it's going to want more, and it's going to want more. So that's the thing, that Yes, sin is never satisfied. So the more you seek that acceptance or seek the satisfaction, maybe on social media, whether you're constantly looking at things that you want and you're getting influenced, quote unquote, by these things, or you're the person, maybe you are an influencer, or you do have business on social media, and you might be in that kind of tug and pull yourself between this is your job and maybe comparing yourself to maybe more successful influencers and that whole cycle. I know that can be, influencers speak of that, and that's its own struggle in itself. It's always going to be something. I mean, okay, so if you reach 10,000 subscribers, well, now you're looking at people who have 50,000 subscribers. You reach 50,000 subscribers, well, now you're looking at people who have 100,000. Oh, well, now you reach 100,000 subscribers, now you're looking at people with 1 million. It's never going to end. So you've got to cut it. You've got to tear down the stronghold and really just, you have to cast down all the fleshly desires and comparisons and all the covetousness and envies, even things, even jealousy. And you have to call in contentment with the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's good, Barry. That even applies to work ethic. You know, working so much, trying to do so much, trying to bring so much in, you know, trying to be so productive that you're not content.
That's
So
right.
now the
Work-life
family
balance.
starts to break down. They're not getting dad, they're not getting husband, they're not get, you know what I mean? Because you're so at not being content because of what you're doing with work and obligation. You
That's
know,
right.
so again, I mean, so far as contentment, that's really huge. It can really break down your marriage and relationship if you're not practicing contentment.
For sure, you guys. And ladies, I mean, and I know I think my husband mentioned the whole thing with TikTok earlier, which was funny, but ladies, you all are not off the hook either. even if it's not the opposite sex with us, I know a big thing with women is comparison with other women, competition with other women. You have a husband, a great family, you have children, and you're looking at, you have two beautiful children, but someone that you follow may have four or five children. So now you're like, oh man, I don't have enough children. Like, it gets crazy, babe. It gets crazy. And so it's just, no matter what it is, look at what you do have. Okay, you may not have four or five children, you have two children. Be grateful you have two children, a loving husband. What it is that you do have, the territory that God blessed you with, the territory that the Lord blesses you with, you got to bloom where you're planted. That's
Absolutely.
something I want I would like to have some kind of leave with you all today, especially my ladies, my women in Christ here who are listening. You want to bloom where you're planted. That's one thing I heard that years ago from one of my ministry sisters that I listened to, and it was very soothing to my soul, and it really helped me when it came to being content in that season and in that waiting season that I was in for blessings. To bloom where you're planted, where God has you planted right now, bloom there. And from there, as you bloom, you're going to start to plant seeds from that bloom. What a bloomed flower creates seeds that will create more flowers later. So as you bloom, you'll create seeds that you're going to plant for your future that's going to, bloom into increase or into, what's the word I'm looking for? Evolving, But if you never bloom where you're planted, you'll never have the chance to even plant those seeds. You're just going to kind of stay stagnant. So,
Yeah,
that's all I got,
that's
honey.
great. That's great. And if we look at 1 Timothy 6:6-8, it says, "Now godliness is contentment, is great gain. With godliness, with contentment is great gain. For we
Amen.
brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content."
That's right. That's right. And that's another thing, y'all. I mean, we can't take anything with us. You know, we all strive to get stuff. We all have so much stuff. I think, you know, each person probably consumes so much more than what is necessary. That's why Poshmark is so big and Mercari and these sites, you know. But we can't take any of that with us when we meet the Lord in eternity. So, why worry about it? Why strive so hard for it? It's not saying don't try. You know, use your gifts, do your best, but then put the rest on the altar and give the rest to God and be
Absolutely.
grateful and happy for what you have. Because, you know, here's this fact. There's wherever you think you may be or not be, there's somebody who's praying to be where you're at.
Absolutely. That reminds me of that old saying about the, you complain about your feet, your shoes until you met someone with no feet, something like that.
Ooh,
Yeah. You be thankful for what you have and where you're at,
Oh
you
yeah.
know. And that's just it. Yeah, I agree with you, man. That's good.
Yeah. And you know, I will say, and I said the last thing was the last thing, but this is the last thing, is that I had a season in my life where, without going into detail, it was a beautiful season. There was joy, there was peace, there was gladness. And but this was a heavy waiting season for me. So it's like it wasn't agony, there was joy, right? And I did have a I had a you know peace for the most part, but there were things I was really excited and waiting for, right? That I was working towards, praying towards, just having faith for, just sheer faith. And when the Lord and you know it took it was it took years. I was in this season for years. And there were times where these desires would consume me, you all. They would consume me in just looking into the future or not really being in the present at moments, not being in the present of where I was, right? With the people around me, you know, loved ones, friends, family, you know, events around me, even my state of being. And when the Lord moved, he moved fast
Yes, they
with,
do.
yes, he moved fast with answering, you know, the prayers that I had for that season and evolving me and taking me to the next season, the next phase of my life, which is amazing. At the same time, I do looking back in that wisdom, now that I am in that, you know, this in a totally new season, I do wish that at moments that I had enjoyed and been present in those moments. In those moments last season, this season is wonderful, and you know there's no of course like complaints or anything. The same joy, there's even more so, but it's just at the same time, it's a lesson for me for this season, as my husband and I, as we plan for the next season, and as we declare our prayers to the Lord and our desires, it's that gentle reminder and that wisdom that I learned to be grateful, be content, be happy. And we already are, of course, but to don't get caught up so much in the desire of what you're working towards, but to enjoy where God has you now while working towards that.
Absolutely.
You know,
Absolutely.
and so you know how it's kind of, they kind of say, you know, it's not about the destination, but the journey. You know, there's that is true. That is true. You want to enjoy your journey because the destination's going to come with its own blessings and its own set of possible warfares or issues that you'll have to deal with. So you want to enjoy where you're at, you all, now, because every moment of life is precious. Every moment of life is
Absolutely.
precious.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, so that leads us to the tool shed. So we can go into the tool shed. So what tools are we going to give everyone this week for this podcast?
Be grateful, be content, bloom where you're planted. If you
Yeah.
struggle with contentment, what was the two Bible verses you mentioned, honey? Philippians. Oh, okay, let me see if I can remember this. Philippians 4, oh, 11 through 13.
Yeah.
That was the first
11 through
one.
13. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
4, 11 through 13.
So
Yeah.
Philippians chapter 4, 11 through 13, and then I don't remember the next one you mentioned.
First Timothy 6 through 8.
First Timothy 6.
6 through 8, yeah.
6 through 8, okay. Okay, so yeah, you all, on those scriptures, if you're struggling, I mean, even if you're not struggling, still meditate on those scriptures and get more power and backing from the Holy Spirit. Get confirmation from the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit the steps you need to take to be content. And you will get that help. You will get that divine help. You will get that leading. And just start with being grateful for what you have. Write down all the things that is a blessing in your life. Write down what is a blessing and start to focus on those things. Write down, say daily affirmations, write in your journal. Start with just 5 and then go from there. Make it longer. Things that you are grateful for that you have in your life.
That's good.
Even if it's something as simple as you have a cute pair of earrings that you just, you know, that you just love. Okay, write that down, that you know, you like your eye color. You think you have a pretty eye color. I mean, if you can't, like if you're in a hard season, look for just the little stuff. Look for the little stuff. You're grateful to have a roof over your head. You know, start saying, you know, what you're grateful for and read those out loud every day. Read them several times a day until your mindset starts to change.
That's good. Ooh, you're getting them gems, babe. You're giving them some tools this week.
So.
Wow.
That's a big one. This was a great topic,
that's
honey.
That's a good one. That's a good
you,
one, honey.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I would just like to add, you know, don't seek pleasure. Don't seek pleasure.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. Because that's hard for, you know, a lot of us, most of us as humans to do, to not seek pleasure.
That'll balance you out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, that's that old saying, eat to your heart's content.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
going past all that is gluttony.
Right.
You know, so don't get caught up in pleasure. Don't get caught up in, mm-hmm. in doing more than what's needed.
Because what was that you said at the beginning of our podcast about seeking pleasure?
Yeah, pleasure is... Where did I get that at? I think
it was so awesome.
Yeah, it was. Don't get pleasure and happiness conscrewed.
Ooh.
Don't get them conscrewed, because pleasure opens us up to seduction of the enemy.
Ooh wee. Did y'all hear that? I don't think they didn't hear that, babe. They didn't hear it.
They didn't hear that?
Ooh, I don't think I heard it. That was good.
Pleasure. Opens you up to the seduction of the enemy.
Y'all listening?
So don't be chasing pleasure.
Right.
You open yourself up.
Right.
And that's the whole thing. That's the main reason why we do these podcasts, everyone, is that we know that there are open doors out there. And the more doors you open, the more doors you have open to your marriage and relationship. We want to close right. those doors and not give a foothold to the enemy.
He means open doors to sin, you all. Like, this is open doors in the spirit
Absolutely.
Realm that allows evil spirits and allows, you know, the enemy, the adversary, mm-hmm. to attack your life. Because this is, again, this is our physical world is a reflection of the spiritual. And there's a spiritual battle between the godly and the ungodly. It's very real.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we really, really appreciate you guys tuning in. Again, if you have not subscribed, go ahead and do so now. Again, we have plenty of room here in the Marriage Fix 2 shed. So you have anything else you want to say, babe?
I don't, honey.
All right. Well, yeah, follow us. Go to our Facebook group, which is Christian Couples Saving Their Marriage.
That's right. And also, yes, you all, we have a Facebook group, right? Christian Couples Saving Their Marriage on Facebook. We have merch out, new merchandise. You guys, it's really, really swagged out. All right. We designed it ourselves. You want to go to jamesnance.coach,
right.
jamesnance.coach.
Right.
Okay. And we also do one-on-one coaching and group coaching. So check that out, you all.
All right. Well, we will see y'all next week, and stay blessed. And have a good one.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. subscribe to our podcast.
Have you heard your favorite topic yet?
If not, stick around. We might cover that next.
So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss it.
Proverbs 11:14 says, where no counsel is, the people fail. But in a multitude of counselors, there is safety.
Let us become one of your counsels in this life of marriage.
There are many voices talking from the world and from a life of singleness.
Don't let your legacy fall into the hands of unwise counsel.
How will you know? By the word of God.
Turn your marriage around and create the marriage God has for you.
Subscribe now to The Marriage Fix.